Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Laura Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, Laura interviews fellow readers and authors and asks them for book recommendations of what we should read next. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today we have a ton of book recommendations from book blogger Catherine Gilmore from the Gilmore Guide to Books. Now let's get today's book recommendation. Hi, Catherine. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Laura.
I'm happy to have you here. So tell us who you are.
I'm Catherine Gilmore. I live in Seattle, Washington, and I have a book blog called The Gilmore Guide to Books.
So talk to us about your book blog. What inspired you to get started?
I used to be a librarian, and I was working as a research analyst in a private equity firm, and it was such dry financial work. I knew I had to find something creative to do. And I have always loved books and reading, and that's kind of what got me started on my blog. That was a little over 6 years ago.
Wow, that's amazing. You're a prolific book reviewer. So how do you go about reading books in order to review them?
I basically do advanced searches in catalogs and things, and I have a spreadsheet of books that are coming up for release. I tend to read pretty close to the release date when a book is coming out because I'm not very disciplined about writing my reviews. Mm-hmm. But I just track them. I track my books that way. And as far as the reading, I use post-it flags in print books, and then I do a lot of highlighting in my Kindle.
I forgot that you can highlight in your Kindle. That's amazing.
I know, it makes it so easy, doesn't it?
Yes, it does make it so easy. Yeah, I used to highlight when I used to read self-help books. That's where I used to use the highlighting feature, but I never thought of doing it for fiction. But I think that's a really good point.
Well, it's the only way I can keep track of whether it's dates or ages or just sentences that I really love. So I do a lot of it.
What has been some of the gifts from reviewing books?
It's been able to connect readers to books they love. Mm-hmm. I always really enjoy that. And then I enjoy the flip side if I hear from an author that they felt like I really understood their book. That's very meaningful to me.
Yes, I can imagine. I think it just makes an impact. I think you're, as a reviewer, you're able to kind of like get a taste of it and then just share it to the world if this is a book to pick up or is this a book to skip up.
Right.
So talk to us about your reading life. When do you read?
I'm pretty basic. I read first thing in the morning and then last thing at night I read in bed before I fall asleep.
I love it.
It's so relaxing, right?
It really is. It calms down the brain. I think it does something different than if you're watching TV. I feel like it activates a different part of the brain while reading just kind of like calms it down.
I agree. I feel like it lets me disconnect from the day and the world because you're going into a different world. So I find it very relaxing.
Yes. So what do you love most about reading?
I'd say it takes me to places that I haven't been and exposes me to points of view that I might not have held. I feel like I learn a lot when I'm reading, and I also find it's a great escape. So when the world is overwhelming or you're stressed out, a book is just a wonderful way to go someplace else.
What would you like your reading life to be different?
Oh, I'd love to be in a book club again. Since we moved to Seattle 5 years ago, it's just been kind of hard to meet people. And it's so nice to interact face-to-face with people and get opposing viewpoints to talk to someone who didn't love a book as much as you did. Mm-hmm. I love that interaction. So I miss that a lot.
Yes, I know. I've been looking for a book club myself. I think that's been somewhat the search of just connecting with people in real life and talking about books.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. So how do you choose your next read? Do you keep a TBR or are you a mood reader?
It's a combination of both. My TBR is usually composed of things that I know that are coming up that I need to read. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I always have some wiggle room. Mm-hmm. And that's when I'm a mood reader. Sometimes I know I'm just not going to be able to handle a deeper, heavier book. And I want what I call it chick lit. I know some people don't like that, but to me, it's light, fun reading. Mm-hmm. And so I use the library for that. That's kind of where I just walk into the library and whatever catches my eye, that's what I decide to read.
I love it. So do you read mainly ARCs and then just library books, or do you buy books
too? It's funny that you ask that, because I think it's because I was a librarian. I don't buy a lot of books.
Yeah.
It is pretty much just ARCs, and I love going to the library. And now that the library has made it so easy that you can get electronic books, audio books, you can download them, they make it so convenient, and they have things the very day they release. So mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan of libraries.
Me too. I love my library. Actually, I'm part of two libraries, and it's one of my favorite things. I don't buy books, physical books. I actually don't like to have them in my house. So mm-hmm. library books are my go-to books to get, and I love being part of a couple libraries so I get access to electronic books more easily.
Right. They do make it so easy. You don't even have overdue fines with electronic books. They just disappear. It's like, oh, thank goodness, because I used to rack up a lot of library fines.
Yes, I know what you mean. So, do you keep tracks of the book you read, and if so, how?
I do, and I think you know this person because they were already on your podcast. I use Sarah's Rock Your Reading Tracker. Mm-hmm. And I love it because it's got so much information in it, and I don't have to put in a lot of work to get that information. Mm-hmm. So I love it. It tracks what publishers you read, how you rate the book, how many pages, how many books you read a month, what genre do you read the most, and it puts out all these great little charts. So the minute she introduced that, I fell in love. So that is how I track my reading.
I love it. I may buy it and get it for next year. I think that may be just take it to the tracking to the next level.
That's exactly what it is. Goodreads is fine. I do have a to read list on Goodreads, and I do track things in Goodreads, but it's very basic. Mm-hmm. And this just has so much more data that it's fun.
Yeah, I love gathering all the data. I was like, here's all the books that I read, here's all the ARCs, and just knowing, you know, the mix in genres and whatnot.
Right, exactly.
That's awesome. So what's your favorite genre?
I would say literary fiction, just because it covers so much ground. You know, it can be historical, it can be a thriller, but it's just the way it's written, and it tends to be more character focused, which I really enjoy. Mm-hmm. I like plot, but literary fiction is my favorite.
I love it. What are your top three favorite books of all time?
You know how hard a question this was, right? It's hard to not just tell you my three books this year, but when I thought about it, I'd say The Winter's Tale by Mark Halperin, A Gentleman in Moscow by Amor Towles, and The Elegance of the Hedgehog by Muriel Barbery. And they're all kind of different books. Winter's Tale is about New York City, and it's a bit of a fairy tale almost. And A Gentleman in Moscow is historical fiction, beautifully, beautifully written, about a man who's stuck living in a Moscow hotel. He's under house arrest. The Elegance of the Hedgehog is just a really lovely, small story about a girl and the apartment building she lives in. And it just touches me.
These books have been mentioned a couple of times, so I'm curious to pick it up myself. So thank
good,
you.
Good, yeah.
Who are your go-to authors? Which authors are your auto-buy?
Anna Quinlan is a wonderful author. I like everything she does. Louise Penny is another one. She's a Canadian mystery writer. Mm-hmm. Amor Towles. Sridi Umrigar. She writes wonderful stories about the Indian experience, both in India and in America. Mm-hmm. And then the last one's another mystery writer, Elizabeth George. I love her mysteries.
I've been meaning to pick up Louise Penny. I've had it from the library quite a few times. For some reason, I'm just kind of like, it's always due by the time I start picking it up. And I'm like, I need to get to this because I heard really great things about Louise Penny.
She is wonderful. And I would say she's kind of also my go-to book recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not a book, it's a series, but her mysteries, everyone I've told them to has come back and told me they loved them, whether they were a mystery fan or not, because I don't read a lot of mysteries, and I found out about her and I just fell in love. And the only caveat I would say is you should start at the beginning, because she does develop her characters. If you start in the middle of the series, you're just going to get lost and you're going to miss out on so much of these fascinating kind of quirky people. They're wonderful, wonderful books.
Okay. So you're selling me Louise Penny. So I may pick it up again from the library. I have that's the first book in the series. So I may pick it up and start reading it.
Well, that would be great.
Yeah. So favorite books that you've read in 2018 so far?
There are a couple that I think are really widely chosen by people, like Circe. But the two that I really love that were 5 stars for me are both set in the Middle East. And one is Song of a Captive Bird by Jasmine Darznik. And it's about a female poet in Iran in the 1950s. And it's based on a true story. I found it so fascinating because at that time, women weren't allowed to be published. They weren't supposed to be writing. So she was a real trailblazer. Her life was very, very interesting. And the author, her writing is very poetical as well. It's just really beautiful. And the other one is called The Pasha of Cuisine by Sajin Ersin. And it's set in the Ottoman Empire, I believe in like the 1400s. And it's about a cook who has a perfect palate. So everything he cooks can change events. And it's got a little bit of magical realism in it, but it has adventure, these fascinating characters, and it's one of those books that definitely qualifies as a perfect escape. It is just exciting and entertaining. I loved it from the very beginning till the last page.
Okay, I'm picking that one up. So you're giving me
it's so good.
That is so good. So what's the most anticipated new release for 2018 or 2019 that you're looking forward?
I pretty much wrapped up my 2018 reading, so I'm doing mostly backlist right now. So I'll go with 2019, which I have not really investigated too much. But one thing that came up quickly that I knew immediately, it's Crystal King's new novel, The Chef's Secret. And she, I believe it was her debut, but last year, a year or two ago, she released a book called Feast of Sorrow. And I absolutely loved it because it was about cuisine in ancient Rome and the rivalries to spend the most money on food and to have the best chef. So I am really looking forward to this new book, so much so that I haven't even really checked out what the plot is. I just saw her name and knew, I can't wait to read this.
That's exciting. I love when it's like you find an author you love and you're just like, I must pick out their next book right away.
That's right. Yes.
I love it. What's one book that everyone loves when you cannot see in?
Oh, actually, that's sort of easy. I think most people loved it. I don't know if everyone did, but it was The Great Alone by Kristen Hanna. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of bloggers that just absolutely thought it was wonderful and so interesting. And for me, it started out interesting, but by about halfway through, I was done with the characters, the plot. It made me angry. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes you can have a reaction to a book. So that's probably the one where plenty of people say, I love that book, and I just have to be quiet.
Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting. I heard mixed reviews about it, so
okay,
own it. I read The Nightingale this year, so I'm looking to pick it up probably next month. I still have quite a few arcs to read before, but I heard mixed things about it, so it's great to hear someone who's like, no, not for me, and that's awesome.
Well, and that's why I was so looking forward to it, was because The Nightingale, I just loved that. I thought that was an amazing book. Mm-hmm. And she writes beautifully. There's no doubt about that. But The Great Alone, it just didn't work for me at mm-hmm. all.
Yes, I hear you. So what's your favorite adaptation from book to film or book that should be adapted?
I'm going to cheat a little bit, and I hope it's okay. It's three books that mm-hmm. went to movie, but the same actress starred in each movie. Mm-hmm. And the actress is Meryl Streep. And yep. the three books that I adore that she was in the movies, Sophie's Choice, A Devil Wears Prada, mm-hmm. and Out of Africa. And I think those adaptations were just beautifully done. Devil Wears Prada was very, very funny. So, yes, it's Meryl Streep. Pretty much whatever she does, I guess.
I love it. Yeah, I love Devil Wears Prada. I like the movie better than the book, I have to admit. So
I agree.
Yeah, the book was okay, but the movie was much better. Although the writer right. was better about it. I did like Lululemon. I like that book better.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think the movie was much better than the book.
Yes.
So what's your go-to book recommendation?
I think it's Louise Penny. I know that's an author, not a book, mm-hmm. but that's the one thing, if someone says to me, what should I read? I will just tell them Louise Penny. Mm-hmm. If I were to give someone a book recommendation, I kind of need to know a little bit more about them because mm-hmm. people are so different. There are things I would recommend to my brother that I know, you know, no one else would be interested in and that kind of thing. So I think that's why an author works for me a little better because I've never had anyone say, oh, I didn't like Louise Penny.
I love it. Yeah, I'll be picking up Louise Penny this month. That's I'm going to take a break from the arts and just pick it up. I love reading series because they build on each other, but there's enough mm-hmm. books that I can satiate my reading taste of it. It's like once I get into a series, I just want to just read it all.
Oh, right. I think she has 13 or maybe 14. And there's another one coming out this month, the newest one. So you could maybe start the ones, get the older ones from the library, and then you'll be ready for the new one when it releases.
I love it. Yeah, that's true. I love it. Tell us where we can find you online.
My blog is at GilmoreGuideToBooks.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Catherine, for being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Catherine, for a great list of book recommendations. For a detailed list of books mentioned in this podcast, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/80. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. This will help get this podcast get discovered by new audiences. For the month of December, I'm giving away a few hardback new releases for one lucky winner as a thank you for leaving a review on iTunes. This giveaway is open internationally. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you soon.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourenextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.